And most of the time they were some little waif that was brought in. And they adopted each other's children. Frequently, the young men would have wives with somebody in the neighboring next house, a young gal, you know. And those children were honored. They never did join the father. He'd marry somebody else. But he always would support that child, see. Mm-hmm. And it was, all those families on our place were so intertwined that way that it was hard to separate them. But they would always acknowledge their children.
The family sense.
Yeah.
How about something looks like a crib that has wheels on?
Buggy.
Did you call it a buggy?
Buggy. Mm-hmm. Baby buggy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when women would take the baby out, what would they do to the buggy? I'm going to...
You mean take the strolling in the buggy, but yes. that's not what they would use. I'm going to take the baby out of the buggy. That's what they would say.
Well, I mean, when they take the baby on the streets, would they push the baby, wheel the baby?
Push the baby.
Mm-hmm. And did you, the baby first on the floor, what's his first?
Crawling?
You'd say crawl rather than creep.
Oh, yes. Never creep.
Uh-huh. And... the questions about death. Would you contrast the episode of death in the white family and what you know of it in the black family?
Well, in the white family, when a person died in the section where I was, they were always prepared and brought back to the home. The bodies were. And frequently the funeral was from the home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the, out in the country, we frequently had rural burying, you know, family burying plots. But most of the time, we were anchored in one of the towns close by and had been for several generations. My folks all buried in Ernest Graves in the west part of the other Ivies. The Negroes, there was a great deal of hysteria at time of death and a great deal of honoring of the dead. But they didn't pay any attention to the cemetery. That's the strangest thing. They just obliterated and grew up in bushes. And I've never been able to reconcile their complete lack of care. I've marked several old neighbor graves who are members of my family. Mm-hmm. But they don't even bother to do that much. Mm-hmm. But the ceremony itself is a very emotional thing. And they work themselves up into a pitch, you know. Now, frequently, they would have to do in a primitive society. They would bury in winter, and then have the preaching in the pretty well when everybody could come. Well, Henry had died, and they buried Henry. And I remember going by the Negro church, and I heard all this screaming and carrying on. Months later, well, they were preaching Henry's funeral, and so they had a lot of things connected with death. I found the Negroes very quiet in the presence of death. They would sit quietly. Now, I was in one house. Ike went to see about Ike's wife, who was very ill. And while I was there, the women were sitting very quietly around. And she started convulsing. So the patient did. So they all rushed to turn her face to the wall. On our place, they always tried, now I don't know how pervasive that was. They always tried to get the patient turned to the wall.
Hmm.
Now, I have never found out why.
Yes, yeah.
Any significance. But they turned her face to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They thought she died with her face to the wall. Because
yeah.
I asked later. She didn't die at that time. And old Ella told me, said, oh, yes, you always do that. And face to the wall, let them die. And
away from the people.
Away from the people and in privacy, I reckon. And mm-hmm. and just like it's finished. Your face is to the wall. I don't know what... it may be an element of intimacy and privacy involved.